Welcome to In the Trenches with Dave Lapham, brought to you by First Star Logistics. And this is Dan Pitcher, part two. Of course, Dan Pitcher, the quarterback coach for the Cincinnati Bengals, day to day, hour to hour, minute to minute contact with Joe Burrow. And boy, you got to bring your A game when you're coaching Joe Burrow. There's no question about it. Joe Burrow raises the boat every way it can possibly be raised with his teammates and with the coaches. You have an obligation to be at your best when you're coaching Joe Burrow. Dan Pitcher talks about that and a whole bunch more. Hope you enjoy in part two. So he's checking multi-boxes. They're important boxes. They're big boxes, man. He puts a big check mark in those. What thing or things do you think need the most improvement, if any?
You know, those are conversations that we have, you know, we didn't have it as much directly after the season this year. We had it more kind of when we came back this spring. You know, I'm not going to divulge all the things that we talk about in that room. You know, but he knows there's areas where, there's opportunity to, make sure that, maybe we're not there. He's going to get hit, right? I mean, he plays a quarterback position. It's impossible to not get hit there. But you know, maybe there's one or two opportunities a game that are within his control. But then again, that's always weighed with that ability to extend the play, and which is so critical to our success. So that's again, I keep going back to the word trust, right? You trust that player to make the decision because he's the one with the ball. And he's the one that's got to say, hey, this is a chance where I can extend this play and make an explosive play that may win us the football game versus this is a time where I got to cut my losses. And so those are discussions that you just have with him as a coach, and you trust him. And, you know, he has all of our trust as the coaching staff.
His physical and mental toughness are second to none. I mean, I'm not talking about strictly and specifically just the quarterback position. I'm talking about as a football player. This dude is physically and mentally as tough as anybody I've been around, you know, had the pleasure to either play with or watch play. This guy is off the charts in those areas, isn't he?
Yeah. I mean, I don't have much to add than what you just said. You have to be tough at that position because first and foremost, you need to earn the respect of your teammates. Right. And, you know, if it's a guy that's unwilling to stand in there and a guy who's going to be affected by contact, you know, your teammates lose confidence in you, your coaches lose, and that doesn't last very long. Right. And so, you know, Joe is the antithesis of that. He is a football player. Nothing rattles him mentally and physically. He's as tough as they come. So we love that about him.
Yeah, I mean, and then as you've already kind of laid out, Coach, his commitment to preparation is second to none. I mean, it raises the bar there, and I've been around, you know, great players that had that mentality and that desire to prepare. It gave them that. It was an earned confidence because, man, they put so much time into their preparation protocol and executed it. You know, Joe's in that in that category. And then other players, it just raised the bar because other players naturally say, man, Joe Burrow, he's doing all that. Am I doing enough? Maybe I should do a little bit more. All that stuff kind of gets contagious a little bit. It gets viral, doesn't it?
It does. You know, and that's preparation. That's, again, accumulated reps in the offense going on year three now to where he's able, you know, the checks come more natural. The audibles, getting in and out of plays at the line of scrimmage, signaling routes to like that stuff just starts to click faster and faster. And then, like you said, the expectation is that whoever's in there is going to be on the same page as the quarterback. Because if you're not, then we really can't trust you and, you know, your chances are going to dwindle. And so that raises everybody's level of preparation because they know they got to be ready to execute whatever Joe asks them to execute, you know, and that's good for the whole team.
And I had the pleasure of watching Peyton Manning play and perform for the Colts. Actually broadcasted some of the games that he played in and got to know Tom Moore the offensive coordinator, and he coached Peyton Manning as a quarterback coach as well. And I remember multiple times when we were having conversations, he goes, you know, it's just a natural byproduct. I mean, it's like, I got to bring the best version of myself as a coach every single day. So, because, you know, it's an obligation. I know this guy is different. I know this guy is rare. I know this guy is unique, and I want to do everything I possibly can to help him reach, you know, heights and levels that maybe haven't been reached before. He goes, so, you know, that ripple effect is not just teammates. It's kind of back and forth between player and coach, you know, at that level as well. Do you kind of have that same mentality, that same mindset?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I challenge myself every day, right? I have to provide value to Joe. That's my job. Yeah. Not only Joe, but to Brandon and Jake and the other guys I'm responsible for. But, you know, so that is, there's a constant assessment process of, you know, what are we doing as a quarterback unit? What am I giving them? Where are the areas that I need to direct my efforts to squeeze a little bit more out today? And, you know, so yeah, absolutely. That's my responsibility. And it's not just, you know, rolling the balls out and playing catch and, you know, same thing day in, day out. To me, that's where I'm looking at, you know, what can I do better? What can we do different? Maybe there's things that we always carry with us and we do them every day or we do them every week. But there's always, I think, areas of improvement and things to add to push us forward.
And as an offensive staff, I'm sure you've gone through and continue to go through, you know, an evaluation of formations that worked well, you know, combined with play call and all that goes along with that. Tweak this, make this a foundational piece. Maybe can move away from that and add this and all that goes on. How long a process is that? And is it done right up until training camp? I mean, how often do you guys as a staff kind of brainstorm like that? And once the season starts, is there still a lot of that goes on, or is it pretty much, you know, we got what we need and we're going to kind of piece it together here on a week by week basis?
I would say that process never stops. I think certainly you establish a foundation of what you expect your team to be throughout training camp. And you go into the season with that mentality and you draw off of those things throughout the year. So there's probably more of that maybe that goes on in training camp and what we just went through this period of OTAs. But then when you get to a week-to-week basis, that's part of the benefit of having an experienced group in the third year of an offense, really fourth year for some of these guys, is that you have the flexibility to change and to grab something that maybe you did 6 weeks ago or you did in training camp and tweak it a little bit. And those discussions are always happening. You know, when it comes to the game plan that Zach and Brian put together, and then as all of our position coaches have our individual areas where we contribute, we have those conversations with Brian and Zach. And I think we have a great line of communication with all of our coaches. You know, I can't speak to the defense other than I know they're doing a hell of a job over there too. So I'm sure they got a good thing going, but I think on offense, you know, we do a good job talking through all that stuff and making the necessary adjustments as the year goes.
You know, the NFL, today's NFL is positionless as such. And those players that are positionless have great value. I mean, the versatility that they bring and everything. And that's all your skill players. You can do so much with them because they are all physically got a lot of versatility and positionless as such. But then comes the mental part of it as well, that you have to be able to identify and be on the same page, personnel and coaching staff, in terms of, can a guy handle it mentally? You know, all that positionless aspect of it and the versatility. Because I remember Paul Brown said to a player who shall remain nameless, he said, you know, and Paul was ahead of his time. Paul was doing a lot of creative things back in the day, my first head coach with the Bengals. And it's like, because of you, young man, we have to dumb it down for everybody else. And we're not going to dumb it down for everybody else. If you continue to show that you can't comprehend this and be part of this, we're going to move on from you, because I'm not going to dumb it down for 10 other guys because of you. You hear me? You know, it's like, whoa. and that's what it's about, though, right? I mean, everybody else is like you said, everybody has to keep up with Joe. I mean, maybe not. Joe knows he's all knowing. He's omniscient, I guess it's called, where he's all knowing about everything. But you better darn well know what the hell you're doing in your position group, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you don't know what to do, you can't play. We could start there. But
right,
you know, we're fortunate that we have really talented guys that are also football savvy and are capable of handling, you know, the things we like to do in terms of flexibility and moving them around. And that's a constant balance as a coach. You know, it's nothing's free, right? You know, you have all these grand ideas of moving guys in all these different spots, but if their execution suffers or your speed as an offense suffers, then, you know, yeah, at some point you got to decide, is it worth it?
Right.
But fortunately for us, you know, we don't have a lot of those issues because of the players that, you know, you talk about the personnel side, you know, that as the scouts go out and get to know these guys, and that's a huge part of it, is figuring out who are the guys that can handle the mental load. And when you happen to, you know, get guys that are elite physical talents that can handle the stuff mentally, that opens a ton of doors for you as an offense. And we have those guys, which is a great luxury, because that's not always the case. I'm sure you've been around guys that were unbelievably talented physically, who did not have great football IQ.
Right.
Right. But you figure out how to use those guys, right? Because they are so valuable,
right?
You know, and then there's guys that, you know, are barely meeting that threshold physically, but they know every single position on the field. And so those guys stick around because of that value, that they can be plugged in where needed. But, you know, so there's that balance. But when you have guys super talented who are smart enough to move around, then you got, you know, a recipe for, you know, potential success. And I think we have that.
No question about it. The good Lord doesn't make a whole lot of those guys. It's, you know, when you find them, man, you gotta cover them. There's no doubt. The one guy that is now a New York Jet that made huge contributions for the Bengals last year, CJ Uzomah from the tight end position, almost 50 catches, almost 500 yards, 5 touchdowns. And he's that guy, you know, physically, mentally capable with physical talents. Hayden Hurst, from what you've seen, I know it's a very small sample size, but in the draft, only one offensive player was drafted, and that was an offensive lineman. Well, I think he's got some potential. I think Volston's a good selection. But in terms of the skill people, Hayden Hurst is probably the one, you know, the one addition with the CJ Uzomah deciding to move on. What's your knee-jerk reaction to what you've seen from Hayden Hurst? Do you think he'll really help?
Really excited about Hayden. You know, a guy that I remember coming out of college – being really talented, not, you know, I wasn't responsible for scouting that position, but just, you know, watching college football and seeing, you know, him right on tape, feeling like this guy's got an NFL skill set. And, you know, you look at the first couple stops he's had in his NFL career, and it's been a little bit of bad luck. I mean, he's gone to a couple places where, you know, the guy in Baltimore developed into an elite player, you know, and Hayden battled through a couple injuries, and then he goes to Atlanta and he has a solid year. And then, you know, they draft, you know, the physically talented guy out of Florida, you know, last year. So, I mean, if you just kind of look at those situations, you know, he's kind of hit a couple of rough spots there, but I mean, man, you wouldn't know it from the guy's attitude and how hard he works and just the ability that he's shown so far this spring. You know, really excited with what he brings to the table. I think he fits exactly what Zach wants in a Bengal. I think that's why he's here first and foremost. And then, you know, physically he can do a lot of stuff for us. So really excited about Hayden.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, he's in Baltimore, Mark Andrews, you know, develops in Atlanta, Pitts develops. I mean, it's like, these are two of the best tight ends in the game, you know, one from each conference, for crying out loud. This guy was the 27th pick, I think it was, in the first round pick coming out of South Carolina. I mean, obviously size, speed ratio, all those things. And he seems to be, you know, when you talk to him, he's excited. I mean, he's thrilled to have an opportunity to show what he can do with a guy throwing him the football like Joe Burrow. But and when you look at his quarterbacks that he's played with, Joe Flacco, Lamar Jackson, Matt Ryan, Joe Burrow, what? I mean, that's a pretty good run. You got an MVP of a Super Bowl. Lamar Jackson was MVP of a regular season. Matt Ryan has had a storied career. He was probably MVP at some point, I'm sure, during his career. And I think Joe Burrow is destined to be the same. That's a pretty darn good run there at quarterbacks. There's no doubt. So I think honestly, I really would not shock me if he has a breakout year. I think he's got that kind of talent and potential. We'll see.
Yep, we'll see. Yep. Excited about him.
Yeah. So, Coach, obviously, the common phrase now is run it back. You know, I mean, it's like, got to do it again. All I can say is in franchise, you guys have an opportunity to set another record, that being a playoff team winning a playoff game the following season. Super Bowl 16 team that I was on, we lost the following year in the wild card round to the New York Jets. Super Bowl team, Super Bowl 23, didn't make the playoffs, went 8-8, and just missed getting the playoffs by a half a game. If they had won the last game of the season, would have gotten in. So it's obviously not easy. But to make the playoffs and win a playoff game after going to Super Bowl 56, that would be outstanding. Not easy, though, right? I mean, the AFC, literally, 14 of the 16 teams you could categorize as playoff possibilities. It is crazy how stacked the conference is, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's the NFL. I try not to get too caught up in all that talk. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of good teams, and any team can beat you on Sunday. It doesn't matter if they're 0-10 going into the game. It's the NFL. Right. It's a bunch of guys getting paid the same as your guys are getting paid for the most part, who are competitive and have pride in what they do. So, you know, we just take it week by week in terms of who we're playing. We handle it, you know, one opponent at a time. And yeah, you know, it's never going to be easy. But I think we have a lot of confidence right now with the group that we have. We'll build on what we accomplished last year, while at the same time, knowing what we accomplished last year guarantees us exactly nothing this year. But it also has established a foundation for success moving forward. So you take the good, which is what we did this spring. You know, Zach's been really consistent about that message of building on what we accomplished last year, but proving it all over again, because you know there's got to be a lot of teams that are trying to, you know, gun for us. So excited about it. It's gonna be fun.
Well, it'll be a lot of fun, and get you out of here on this one, Coach. I mean, this football team, we talked about the youth of the four guys that put together the crazy numbers, 4,000 yards passing, 2,000 yard receivers, 1,000 yard rusher, the entire football team. I mean, you look at the roster, it's like the infancy stages of their career or in the prime of their career. I mean, Collins is an 8-year guy, and he's a gray beard, man. He's an old buck. He's only going into his 8th year. I mean, everybody, you know, a bunch of guys in their 3rd year, a bunch of guys in their 5th year. That is just primo. So the excitement of the fact that they're young, but they've shown that they can get there. They know what it takes to get there. They've tasted it. It's pretty darn exciting.
It is. You know, we know what the standard is now, and we have guys that are primed to, you know, perform at their, you know, peak levels, and that's what we need to do. That's what the expectation is, and nobody has higher expectations for the Bengals than the players and the coaches that are in the building and showing up every day. And so, you know, we like the spot we're in, and now we just got to go get the job done.
Coach, can't thank you enough for your time. Enjoy the family. Enjoy a little bit of a break. But I do know one thing. As much as you respect Joe Burrow, he respects the heck out of you, the exact same coach. That's a good dynamic. You guys are both young in your profession. They're going to be a lot of years together. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to see how this whole thing develops. It's going to be big time, Coach. I'm excited about it.
Well, thanks. And, you know, that's important that we have that, you know, in any line of work, right? You got to have trust and respect between coworkers, and, you know, so that's, we have that, and we'll just keep moving forward.
It's travel, sir.
Thank you.
Well earned and well deserved.
All right, Lap. Appreciate it.
See you at camp. Dave Lapham here, and every day I am grateful for my experience to have played professional football. As a player, I realize self-motivation, leadership, and appreciating your teammates are key. At First Star Logistics, you can use those same attributes to create the life you want for you and your family. Build your future by working hard, like I did. You'll see results both on and off the field. Call First Star Logistics today and be part of our winning team.